Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to our website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Nancy Hahn on the line, and she's a CEO and founder of, first off, let me start off by saying, many media companies through the years, and currently working with her show, Home Trade Show, on iHeartRadio. She's also grown a TV network, and we're going to go through your background very thoroughly, Nancy. It's an honor to have you on the show because you've accomplished quite a bit in media. So first thing I'd just like to say is welcome.
Thank you so much, Adam. It's a pleasure.
All right. I got to say, like, we have some great content today I think we're going to collaborate on. And just to get us started, I'll start with our signature question here. So, Nancy, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Nancy, what mission matters to you?
I think the mission of following your goals and persisting, visualizing your goals, and not to see the obstacles, but to persist and persevere. And that every job in your journey toward that really matters. So it's an overall mission, and you can really do some great things, I think, if you follow some of those qualities.
That's awesome. I love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the show and introducing them to our audience. So I guess just to get us kicked off, like, give us a little bit more of your background and really how you got started in media.
Well, it was a very interesting journey. Prior to being the first woman that built a broadcast TV station, I was a professional dancer and an elementary school teacher. I had some opportunities. I also was on a children's television show as a talent. So combine that, and what I did was get to understand very early the magic and the power of media. It led me very early as a mother to being the first woman to build a UHF broadcast TV station. And at that time was 99% male dominated. So women and minorities were, very much excluded from doing this. So it was quite an interesting journey.
So how did your background, as Miss Teen Pennsylvania and really your professional dance career, like, how did that impact some of your career choices and, like, want to go into media?
Well, it's funny because my cousin was the person that initially applied me to the Miss Teenage Pennsylvania pageant. I was only 15 at the time. But the pageant had a very sizable college scholarship attached. My family definitely was a family in dire need of that, and grades and interviews were integral. And winning the pageant enabled me to get great paying jobs in department stores in both modeling and running entire departments at just 16 years old. But as part of the department store teen boards that I was a part of, there was this huge TV special. I was immediately captivated at 16 years old by magic of TV. and that stuck with me. Now, I was invited to participate in the Miss America pageant when I was in college, but I was too busy at the time. But the love of television and media, it captivated me from day one, even though it was, you know, kind of a zigzag journey. But it did captivate me from day one. Now, how it impacted, I guess there were some conversations that when reps would call me, being the only woman wasn't bad enough, but they would say, am I speaking to Miss Teen Pennsylvania? You know, so it was kind of humorous and I guess added to my enigma status, unicorn status, but ultimately in a good way. So, you know, those were the kinds of things that provide a very colorful journey.
What kind of advice would you give for women that are starting out in media when it comes to, like, you know, ownership or leadership? Like, I mean, because it's still, you know, I mean, I like to think that maybe the playing field has been, you know, leveled slightly since, you know, when you started in media. Like, we're trying to, it's all, I think it's progressing in the right direction. But what kind of advice would you give, you know, women that are starting out in media?
That's a brilliant statement, Adam, because as you said, that it is progressing. We're not there yet. Believe it or not, women and minorities still only in the ownership, in media ownership, still only occupy a 5% margin. So there's still a lot of work to do. The first thing I would say to the young women today is, yes, just go for it. And again, visualize your goal, not the obstacles, and persist and persist. So women like myself, when we took a lot of hard knocks, we took a lot of punches to hopefully open more doors for women. And, you know, it's never easy. I still believe women have to do a lot more multitasking. And women now are supporting women, I think, a little better. That's a little more apparent now than before, and that's a great thing. I just had a conference the other day from a very, very large media company, an all-female executive team. And that was completely unheard of before, you know. So this is a great thing. And as you said, it's progressing. And hopefully with, you know, more women visualizing their goal and achieving their goals, there will be that equation will be a lot more reflective of America today than just a 5% margin. So I'm hopeful that happens.
I am too. And I like having, you know, pioneers like you on the show to inspire and to tell their story so that other women that are listening to this can
right.
be inspired and to follow in the footsteps. And because, I mean, there's a lot to be said for the path that you worked hard to, you know, to set and the standard, right? Speaking of, you know, some of the work and some of the things you're doing, I know you have, you know, a lot of different things going on in your media career, but I want to focus on one of them. So I know that you have a particular program, Home Trade Show, that's on iHeartRadio and TV Network. Tell us a little bit more about your concept.
Okay, well, Home Trade Show, iHeartRadio Network, and Home Trade Show TV, it's an actual, all of my media properties right now are actual stations, not shows. So in other words, every one of them, my I Read to Know, iHeartRadio is a children's 24-hour station. My Tunes iHeartRadio is a 24-hour children's station. My American Busker iHeartRadio Network is a 24-hour station. And so is the newest property, Home Trade Show iHeartRadio, 24-hour iHeartRadio station. We're in a pre-launch mode that is designed so that we keep the trade show energy and engagement and excitement and information alive 24 hours a day. So that phenomenal trade show experience, nothing can compete with the live experience. But a trade show is only 2 or 3 days. And in, of course, pandemic times, you know, you have a lot of mitigating circumstances. So Home Trade Show iHeartRadio station is designed so that pre-show, post-show, during show, you can have a ubiquity of information and extend that excitement and complement that trade show experience in a myriad of ways, 24 hours a day, virtually. And the virtual model seems to be the hybrid model, where you have the live and the virtual, has evolved as the winning combination with trade shows, because you get the best of both worlds, so to speak. So you have that live engagement, and then you have that brand extension. And the TV part is also a channel, meaning it's 24/7, and that distribution is on Amazon Prime, 150 million households, Roku TV, 50 million households, Apple TV, another 50 million, and so on. The iHeart distribution is 150 million registered users, 260 platforms, 2,000 devices, about 40 million automotive. So on both sides, there's enormous distribution, in fact, maximum distribution on both sides of the fence, on the radio station side and then on the home trade show TV side.
What type of content can the listeners and viewers expect to see when they tune in?
The best infotainment imaginable. So this is kind of a historical leap, too. So in my first 10 years of the TV station, smaller independent stations like myself had to look at a lot of very innovative models, you know, in order to keep the lights on. Just when these models were happening, independent station owners like myself had infomercials, shopping, all kinds of cool things, and they were amazing productions. That model has persisted. You know, it's a multi-billion dollar business, infotainment. And now in the podcast world, in the podcast consumption, you have so many, you know, remodeler podcasts, building podcasts, information, you know, your smart home type of podcast. So all of these great organizations that sponsor trade shows and have membership of all of these wonderful businesses that are basically are the soul of America will be providing this niche content. There's no other station like this in the iHeart family of radio stations, so it's pretty exciting. It's a real plus for the consumer, because there's nothing like this at this prior. There's been nothing, no programming like this dedicated to this topic prior than home trade show iHeart Radio.
No, this is great. I know we just scratched the surface on this one, Nancy, and I can talk to you for hours and hours on this, and not only on the Home Trade Show iHeartRadio channel and concept, but also your media career. So we'll definitely have to have you back on the show another time to keep on unraveling your story, as I like to say. But that being said, we're about out of time for this episode. So Nancy, if somebody is listening to this or watching this and they want to learn more and they want to follow your career and also connect with the Home Trade Show network, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, we have Home Trade Show has a website, www.hometrade.show. And also my LinkedIn is pretty newsworthy on updates and articles. And of course, we will be launching soon. And any registered user on iHeart or the 250 million walk-in listeners are able to hear it for themselves.
Fantastic. Well, Nancy, again, thank you for coming on the show today. It has been a pleasure to have you on here and to tell you and to help bring your story to my audience and to everyone listening. Really appreciate you tuning in. If this is your first time listening, by the way, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and businesses coming up for you next, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Nancy, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Adam, and I applaud you for what you're doing with this wonderful podcast. It's kind of like, it's such a great experience. It's kind of like the Amazon of podcasts, and it's phenomenal, and I applaud you.